You're listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Here's your host, Willie Desjardins.
What's going on, my friends? Welcome to another podcast. It's been a minute. We're talking about at least 16 days since I've done a podcast, but I want to get one in tonight. This one is not probably going to be that long. I just want to talk about how to brand yourself as an influencer. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I wanted to go into this particular topic is because I've come across people who wants to market their business online or be an internet marketer or a MLM, things of that nature. And I don't think they understand all what they have to go to. So you have to kind of be an influencer to attract people to your opportunity. So I got a little read that I want to kind of share with you on this podcast. And we just going to go through this and just see if it fits what you're looking for. So let's just kind of take a look and just talk about it for a second. So I got one little stanza I want to talk about. Let's just read this right quick. It says, branding yourself as an influencer has never been so significant in the digital age. Explore the steps and strategies to effectively establish your influencer brand and navigate the exciting world of social media influence. Okay, now I will have this in the show notes, exactly what I'm reading to you guys, and I'm just going to talk about it, and I'm going to share with you the experience that I've had with it. Okay, all right, and this is in the introduction here. It says, in the dynamic world of social media, becoming an influencer isn't just about gaining followers, it's about building personal brand. So how can you brand yourself as an influencer effectively? Now, this little read explores the key steps to creating a strong personal brand, establishing an online presence, increasing your influence, monetizing your work, and navigating the challenges that comes with the territory. Now, the reason why I wanted to come up with this particular podcast, and I've mentioned it in a couple podcasts I've had before, I see people come in that's not making money, and all they want to do is just pay for it. Don't have no kind of brand, no have no kind of skill, and just pay for it. So that's the reason why I wanted to do this particular podcast. So now let's go into how to brand yourself. So let's just check it out. How to brand yourself. Okay. How to brand yourself as an influencer. Okay. Understanding personal brand. Think of personal brand as your digital fingerprint. It is what sets you apart from the crowd. Personal branding is the practice of marketing oneself and their career as a brand. In the digital world, it's a combination of showcasing your skills, passion, values, and personality. Now, listen to this. This one is extremely powerful here. That part when it says showcase your skill. See, a lot of people is coming into the internet marketing, affiliate marketing world, and they just want to, if they do have some cash, they just want to pay somebody to do it and don't have no brand. Well, if you do not have a brand, who going to trust you? So every little error or mistake that happens in your business, you have to pay somebody to fix it. Well, where will you get in profit in that way? Well, if you brand yourself in some kind of skill or some kind of passion or some kind of value, that person will want to follow you because you can provide them with some information. But what it is to nowadays, people want to come in and they don't want to have no kind of skills. They don't want to have nothing. They want to try to pay for it. So and just when you read, when you get this, see this in the show notes, make sure you keep this. You have to have some kind of skill. What I would suggest for you to do is, whatever your brand, whatever you want to be your brand, find you five influencers that really influence you. And you study those guys or a girl. You study those people and then find out within what you're studying, do you match that? And what you try to do, you develop your own brand there. And you can do it. You can start it right here on a podcast, or you can start it right here on a YouTube. And then as you go to your channel, your analytics will tell you what people want from you. So, and then what will brand you is if you're able to help someone in their needs. That's what brands a person, not just throwing fluff to them. Just say, you know, Willie D. Jernet helped me to understand email marketing. You know, just things like that. You want to be able to actually help these people. The fluff stuff is just not going to help. It's not going to brand you. You have to be able to help someone. All right. Check this out. I got another little stanza I want to tell you. Okay. A little bullet. All right. Defining your unique selling proposition. Your unique selling proposition, UPS, is what makes you stand out from other influence in your niche. Do you have a distinctive style, unique insight, or compelling backstory? Identify these unique aspects can help the difference, the differentiate yourself in the saturated marketing. You know, I'm going to tell you this. Now, I am a Traffic Ad Bar member. And I started promoting the Traffic Ad Bar system. And then I started trying to study the Traffic Ad Bar. And what I did, I tried to find out all the things that in the Traffic Ad Bar system that people was, you know, finding mistakes on. And you know how I found that out? It's through my YouTube channel. They often come in and ask me questions from the videos. So towards that little series, I was an influencer for the Traffic Ad Bar system. Just people coming in and asking questions on getting certain things done with the Traffic Ad Bar system. And the number one thing was actually getting some of your promotion URLs banned. You know, people try to do anything to get a hit here and a hit there. And that system wants you, from your ad to your lead capture page to your sale page, be on the same page, not just fleecing people. And they tried to get rid of that. And I tried to explain that to people. So in that particular topic, I was an influencer to these people. They call out on me. So that's the kind of example I want to share with you. Okay. All right. Here's another one. Developing your personal brand statement. A personal brand statement. Can't even pronounce this word anyway. I just can't pronounce it. I'm sorry. I am sorry. But anyway, you will see it in the show notes of your, it's a USP. Anyway, it's an audience and goal. This statement guides your branding efforts and keeps you focused on what's essential. Wow. So I was trying to get this in. We're fixing to have a little rain here and I needed to get this in. And I didn't get a chance to really proofread and take some of these big words. I don't believe in big words. I believe in being able to explain some and letting people know. Okay, let's get on to this next stanza before this rain come. For the remaining section, a similar approach will be used to provide a comprehensive coverage of all aspects of branding oneself as an influencer. This includes exploring strategies for building an online presence, connecting with audience, monetizing your influence, and dealing with the challenges and the legal aspects of being an influencer. That is pretty cool. Now, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to go ahead and cut this short. In conclusion, the journey becoming an influencer is not just about obtaining fame or financial success. It's about building a brand that reflects yourself, identify and value, resonating with your audience, and marketing, making a difference in a unique way. So that's the thing. When it comes to branding yourself, are you actually really helping someone? And I got a couple of FAQs I want to put in on here. What are the common mistakes people make when trying to brand themselves as an influencer? The common mistake include lack of consistency, not defining the niche, ignoring the audience feedback, and being overwhelmed with promotionals. Wow. That's the stuff that I struggle with. That's the stuff. I'm just being honest with you. That's the stuff that I struggle. The number one thing is being consistent. I still work a full-time job and still trying to do something online. So that when you see this stanza below in the show note, you make sure you copy it. This consistency will kill your business. It will really kill your business. How long does it take to establish yourself as an influencer? The time it takes varies greatly. Let me read that again. The time it takes varies greatly. So it's not a set in stone deal. Some may find success in a few months, while others, it can take years. Patterns and persistence are the key. So these FAQs, if you look at these FAQs is really a really good FAQ, because you need to know that, because I'm just telling you guys this, the consistency part and the persistency part, is the most powerful statement that you can have in this particular podcast we're talking about now. That's what kills people from being an influencer. So if you're one of those guys that run up across this podcast and just think that you can just buy your way to the top, I'm just trying to tell you, the people that you're dealing with won't have trust with you. You know why? Because you bought your way to the top. You can't influence them because you have no skills. You got to have some sort of skills within what you're doing. And then the other things, and if you start profiting, then you go out and outsource it. But before you outsource it, you got to have some type of skills so you can show the people that you're dealing with that you're real. So yeah, guys, I just want to shoot this quick podcast on branding yourself. And I just hope when you get to the show notes and you see that, hey, I hope it's an influence for you. Also, I will have a link to an opportunity that I'm involved in. I'm trying to push it along. That is doing absolutely well. I'll have the link in the show notes. Business opportunity has brought in over 500,000 people, 6.5 months. So take a link, come in and just take a tour, see if it's for you. Guys, take care. See you the next time on the podcast. Take care. Be blessed.
You've been listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel. I hope to have you here for the next episode.